Peter Walsh, ex-ABC. Seven Olympics, Walsh, you've been to. Now the Comm Games on six of those you went to as well.
Oh, look, it's a real buzz for me, but also it's a massive buzz for anyone who gets across the line and can represent his or her country. I just think it's a magical moment for those. But also, it gives the support staff, Robbo, like the mums and the dads or the relatives or just the friends, to get across there and to taste the flavour of seeing their relatives going out and representing Australia. It's been wonderful. And we've only just gone one day, so there's a bit to happen, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And eight golds as well, and a medal, I think, in virtually every comp that's been on the first day. So that's wonderful. But let's talk AFL. D's last night, great performance, and certainly seemed to be back on track after the disappointment of the week before.
Oh, look, they smelled in the last few weeks. They were terrible. But they weren't terrible last night. They put the sword to the Dockers, and pardon this for being something that's not original, but they played like shockers last night.
Yeah.
They were absolutely pounded. They were beaten by 46 points. And I know that the television station that kept the coverage going continued to swap and had a look at Nathan Fyfe, their best player, who's just sitting there with a dicky hamstring. He'll be out for another at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And look, they won't finish second now. They were really, really bad. And whilst we were sorting out what Melbourne was doing and doing brilliantly, I can tell you, just at the start of the second term, Port Adelaide lead Collingwood. No, they don't. Yes, they do. They just kicked a goal. So Port by 6 points near half-time. Collingwood going for 10 wins in a row. Sydney are leading the Giants by 7 points. And those two games underway. There's another game on later on today that doesn't mean much for Hawthorn, but it does for St Kilda, because the Saints need to win to stay in the race for the finals. But the big story, Robbo, and you're closer to this story than I am, is Joel Selwood, the Bendigo Flyer. And look, 34 years of age, he's playing his 350th game, which in itself is quite remarkable.
Yeah, it's
another three other Selwoods in the family. And nobody says anything but fruitful stuff about him. They say things like, he's as good as anybody that they've seen. I know Chris Scott said that.
Mm.
Best player that I've ever coached. And what a wonderful player. He's played in premierships. He does absolutely everything squeaky clean. And you never know. I reckon they're... you can't say outside. I know you love your cats, but they are smoking at the moment, mate. They are going so, so well. And good luck to Joel Selwood. His performance right throughout his playing days has been impeccable. And he'll produce the goods again today. And good on him. Good on him for playing so well.
Yeah. And just finally, I know it was a week or two back now, but still the controversy has sort of simmered on. The Ginnivan, you know, duck his body, but he just about had his head ripped off her. The AFL, they're making a meal of something still, aren't they?
Look, at this stage of the year, like with you and me, Rob, like when we went out necking, it was a bit different than the way Ginnivan gets out and gets his neck pulled aside.
When you say you and I went out necking, you mean separately.
Together.
But yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. Good friends, but hey, come on.
Look, it's a messy situation, because we get the look when we're listening to the radio or we're watching television. We get about 10 or a dozen highlights and we can keep looking at them.
Yeah.
And the change of rules from the umpires getting so close to the end of the season is very, very dangerous, very, very dodgy, and I hope they can get it all sorted out. It's just one of those messy things. And just on a very, very quick note too, good on the Aussies for doing so well at the start, and all the best to the Bendigo athletes. There's a bit of a shindig that's on tonight. Andy Buchanan is running in a marathon,
yep.
And a very good friend of mine, I think you know him. Oh, actually, it's you. Oh, there's a function that's been organised in Bendigo, and a lot of athletes who are really jumping up and down and hoping that Andy Buchanan does well.
Yeah.
As is typical of distance runners, they get together and they just want to cheer and hope that not only Andy but the other four from the Bendigo fraternity do well, as they do as best they can to perform well for Australia.
Well said. Walshy, great to chat, and we'll catch you on Monday morning at just after 7 o'clock on the Wake Up Call.
Look forward to it. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Robbo.
You too, Pete. Peter Walsh, looking at sport.